Thank you for calling XPO. This is Savannah speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Nate. And sorry, what was your name?
Savannah.
Hi, Savannah. I got a work order for you.
Okay. Go ahead with that order number when you get ready.
07 Alpha 704 Echo 5.
Okay. We doing all right today, Nate?
One of them days, you know.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Well, hold on. Tomorrow's Friday, okay?
No.
And hopefully Friday's your payday. So
yep.
Make it worthwhile, okay?
Exactly.
Right. I got an order for Ms. Cheryl Ford at 1185 Main Street, Apartment 10, Clinton, Mass., 01510. Is this correct?
Correct.
Okay, and this is for a gas dryer, a hallway,
correct,
and a washing machine. Or do we have,
yes,
that washing machine? It's been canceled.
Yes.
Okay, what's going on with this order, Nate?
So we were scheduled to do the gas dryer and washer. Oh, just the gas dryer. And, we're scheduled to do the gas dryer and the washing machine. But the gas dryer was not up to code with the venting. It wasn't hard to vent, so we were unable to do the install. So she didn't want them that day, so we're bringing them back tomorrow.
Okay. All right, just to understand.
And I spoke to DOD already.
Okay, you've ran everything through the DOD.
Yeah.
Okay, so the dryer's not up to code due to hard venting, and therefore she doesn't want that gas dryer. Now, what about the washing machine? Do you guys have it as well?
Yes, but she just didn't want anything to do with it today.
Okay, so is she canceling this order and receiving a refund, or are we just returning it until she decides she wants something to do with it?
We don't know what she decided. This is the second time we've been to her home, and we ran into the same problem twice. So she hired a contractor after we left the first time, and they were supposed to change out the venting so it'd be brought up to code. And pretty much what they did was kind of bamboozled her and did a hack job and taped it up and took her money and didn't bring anything up to code. So, yeah.
Got you. So she's not sure right now. She's ready to let it all go. Okay, I understand.
Right.
All right, well, you guys attempted to do your job. Who'd you speak to at the DOD?
We spoke to Melissa.
Okay, and you got a breeze code for me?
I do.
Okay.
288?
Yes, sir.
442? 978.
Okay, and just to confirm, now is that washer? Did you guys carry the washer and dryer, or
yes.
Okay, so both you guys hauled the washer and dryer there to the site. It's still not ready. Customer's pretty frustrated. So you're returning both the washer and dryer to the warehouse, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. I'll make sure I'll get your trip charge added on to this. Okay, guys?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Is there anything else I can help y'all with?
One more order for you.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, certainly. Go ahead.
07 Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
73 Foxtrot. 0 Foxtrot. And I spoke to DOD, and I got a breeze for you also.
Okay, awesome. I'll take all these. You make my job easier. If you're going through the DOD, bless your heart. All right, I've got a Lawrence Oberman, 74, Yorkland Ave, Worcester, Mass., 01605. Is that correct? Is that the right order, Nate? Uh-oh, Nate, have I lost you? I'm going to hold on, Nate. I'll wait for you. Let you guys get back to me. All right, I'm still here, Nate.
Oh, okay, I lost you for a second.
Yeah, y'all in the woods there, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know where we are.
Okay, go ahead. This was for a Lawrence Oberman for 74 Jorklin Ave, Worcester. And this is for a gas range, is that correct?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
This is for Mr. Oberman, Worcester, Mass, for a gas range.
Yes, sorry, correct.
Okay. And what's going on with this order?
So we're going there to do a gas range, and we needed 18 inches from countertop to cabinet, and he only had 17 and a quarter, and that would not pass inspection.
Okay. Requires 18 inches?
Yep, and only had 17 and a quarter. So we took it back, and he's going to look around.
Yeah, we gave him some LG models to choose from.
Yeah,
we only require 15 inches of clearance.
Okay, so you guys have, y'all were able to advise him and kind of direct him in where he needs to be looking and what next?
That's correct.
All right, thank you guys for that. And who did we speak to at the DOD?
Sylvia.
Okay, and what was that breeze code?
288-475-293.
Okay, I got 288-475-293, and that was with Sylvia. And this install was unable to be completed due to clearance issues, correct?
Correct.
All right, and you guys did advise him and what he needed and some options that would work. And so you guys have that gas range. Y'all carried it out there, and y'all are carrying it back. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, I'll get you a trip charge added onto this one as well, guys.
Okay, thank you. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Savannah.
Savannah, thank
you
so
much. Yes, sir, like the city in Georgia. You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you guys with today?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, I thank you guys for calling XPO, and I hope y'all have a great day. Be careful out there.
Thank you. You too, Savannah.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.